All right, friends, welcome to the Figure It Out podcast. We are on the winding river of life. It is your girl Tish alongside Andrew. And we are definitely going to be discussing today something that is near and dear to us, balance. Like balance in all aspects of life, your work balance, your relationship balance, all that good stuff. So we definitely can attest to that because doing a podcast is a balance with our regular 9-to-5s, as you've heard us talk about before, and all the other endeavors that we do. It is no easy task balancing it all. And unfortunately, our Andrew, I don't even know where I was going with that, but you know, he's got a balance because he's got something to do after this recording. I don't really know where I was going. Mid-thought.
Friends, balance in life is extremely, extremely, you have to make a schedule for yourself. You can't just wing it. I mean, sometimes you can wing it and sometimes you can make things work. But then like when you have a packed schedule like me and Tish, like it gets hard after a while when things starting to level on top of each other. One thing runs to the other. Like right now we're recording and we got a 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5. I got a 3 to 4 and a 3 to 4:30 in the night. It's crazy, y'all. Yep. Like, we're gonna try to make it work. We're gonna try to do what we do, but like, just we're gonna talk about making a schedule and like making things that fit you, because you don't want to be overwhelmed. Like, that's the big thing. Like, we have to figure out how to not be overwhelmed. I mean, sometimes you really got to tell people no. Like, you really can't. Like, sometimes you need that mental emotional break to just reset and press the button. Like, me and Tish, like, we do like 50 jobs, so it's like we don't have that reset. We don't have that reset button,
right? And then definitely if you encounter some life-altering event or what have you, you definitely got to figure out a balance. And it is interesting that we're talking about this. I just ran into, I intentionally met this individual. And they told me about this traumatic life experience that they are currently going through. And they're trying to balance life, doing what they do, having children, having to, you know, find funds to fix what they're going through. Like, you definitely have to find a balance, and it's not easy. And don't think that you're going through it alone. I think we tend to do that as people. We're always like, oh my gosh, it's only me that's going through this. No, everybody else is. Some people are just more expressive than others, and some people are more reserved. Like, I have moments where I can be like really recluse and just like looking like a turtle, just sitting there staring at you because I'm just in my zone, staying to myself. Or there are times I can look like I'm a monkey who's just lost their mind, just going over the place.
We relate, and like it's funny because like even like now, like having the energy with you, like I'm energized. It's our Sunday thing. Like this actually, like this is like the start of my week. Like, you know, right, to get cool. Me started, like, to go through things. But like you're right though, because like some people, like it don't matter how much, honestly, money you make, it don't matter. Like, you know, like I said, other things you have to do, it's just like that balance, like that scale is super important. Cause like when you weigh money to family time, money to personal time, money to like a lot of things, it's just like,
money don't like, really like, matter.
Yeah. It's like, what do you do with it? Like,
I mean, you know, when you die, you can't take your money with you.
Tell that to the people that be put my check in my box with me.
Oh my god!
No, I'm playing. No, but it's serious. No, you really can't though, because like a lot of people, they think that like you're holding on to things. Like they're like you said, you came in this world, excuse my French, butt ass naked. You're gonna leave this world butt ass naked. So like, I mean, like it don't matter what you do, how much stuff you get, or what you acquire. Like, what is your actual value? What is your actual worth? Like, what is it to you? Because they're not like. That money, like that's depreciating right now as we speak. That money you're worth. Monopoly money, good in Monopoly. If you play Monopoly, guess what? It don't work in life.
Right. So it's definitely, it's crazy. You definitely need to figure out that balance, and you have to figure out what works for you. Yes, there are out there, you know, those, I don't want to call them gurus, but you know, those doctors or those psychologists that break down, you know, what the work-life balance is, which is like, I think, what they say, I read somewhere 52-17, where you do 15 minutes of work and rest for 17 minutes. Well, that might work for some people. That doesn't work for everybody.
So you listen, have if I rest and stop, like it,
it's a wrap.
Like yeah, like I, once I stop, it's a wrap.
Right.
It took me 52 minutes to get into the zone again. Like
I mean, that's right. kind of
productive for me.
So
yeah, you, I mean, like, I drive. So like, if I'm driving, I drive 15 minutes, stop for 17. Like my commute is going to be extremely elongated.
Right.
That's why I truck as early as I can and make sure I can get where I got to go.
So that's why that 15, 17 doesn't work for you, but it might work for somebody else. Or it might work where you work in 30-minute increments and take a 5-minute break, or, you know, do something for so an extended period of time and then just transition to something else. But you just have to figure out where the balance is or what works for you, or how you can even, amongst everything you got going on, find a balance. Because sometimes you've got things going consistently back to back to back, and you can't find that balance. And then it's like, then what do you do? You definitely need to find time to take for yourself, which is, and I don't want to say it's just for women, because I know there are some men out there, dude, pushing it. But I know for us women, it's hard for us to find that balance because we are wearing so many hats. So just saying, I don't know what my balance is yet. I'm trying to get there. I think once I get myself, and I hate to say it like this, but once I get to a financial place, I think that's where I can, start balancing and really relaxing and taking time for myself. As of right now, I'm going to just keep going like the Caribbean person I am. I don't know how to stop.
So like, is there like a cultural balance? Like, do you think different cultures or different ethnicities, they balance things better than others? Or
ooh, that's a
like,
good question.
Or like, or where you're from, like, yes. like a city balance different than a country balance?
I think so. Yep, I do. So like I said, my Caribbean culture, we just keep going. It's a nonstop. So like, it's kind of frowned upon to be resting. But I want to say like some European cultures, like that's their thing. They've got to rest.
We want to work for 9 months, take off for 3 months.
Right. Like, give me they my have summer. To. I'm like, I get it. But yeah, I think culturally, and then also where you are, rural versus urban, it's easier to rest. It's easier to have a break in some regards. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, it's breaks are good.
For sure.
Breaks are, I mean, if we didn't need breaks, we wouldn't have breaks.
Put that on a shirt. If we didn't
need breaks, we should. I think the only time breaks isn't good is in, I'm going to get into it, but loving relationships.
I knew that was coming. I just felt that one.
That's the only time breaks. I mean, but sometimes breaks there are good too, because you get time to reset and like evaluate your why you guys fell in love in the first place. But that's another episode. I think breaks are good, because like I said, you have to get that mental reset. Because like, if you burn yourself out, then like your break is going to be like a mental break, and that's something I don't think you want to deal with. You might not be able to recover from that.
I think a lot of people are actually going through that now.
I mean, nothing like getting 302. Like, I mean, end up in a friend's hospital up there on the boulevard, talking to a doctor and a psych. I mean, it's not bad to talk to a doctor and a psych, but like, I mean, forcefully versus voluntarily, that's two different things.
Yeah.
Like when you can walk with someone on your own accord, in your own situation, that's the best feeling in the world. When you can't walk out on your own situation, your own accord, it's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother something. You really feel. Like you're 302 for sure. Like, I can't leave. I have no choice but to be here. So just roll with the punches.
No, it's legit though. It's definitely legit.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this balance. Let's hit this big scale. So like, how do you start your day? And like, where do you find that you need to balance in your day to like, when you know, like you're hitting that person, like, all right, I need a break. Like, do you have that certain time? Like, there's like a certain time of day where you're like, this is tish time. Like,
I don't
nothing
have
tish
time. Didn't I tell you? I don't stop.
Nothing else matters. I mean, like, you got to shit sometimes. Damn, girl.
Oh my goodness. It's too crazy. There was somebody at the job who decided, and I heard it through the grapevines. They didn't say it to me, but they decided to tell and express to the community we had an extended break. I got 29 hours of sleep over that break. Well, lucky for you. I'll be lucky if I get 4 hours of sleep a night. Like, leave me
Man,
alone.
I'm lucky if I get three. Jesus.
Like 29 hours. And who's counting? Who is counting?
That
Like,
even possible to sleep for 24 hours? That's like no life right there. 24 hours of straight sleep.
you said it, not me. Just saying.
Was he
So,
hallucinating?
no
I don't want to know.
comment.
I don't want to
So,
know.
I don't. So, for me, I don't. I always get to those points where I'm like, oh my God, I need to slow down. I need to take a break, but I can't because I'm just like my dad. My mind is racing all the time. Like mid thought, mid sentence, I could have a whole new thought. And I'm like, I can't stop because if I stop, I'm going to forget what I'm doing or I'm going to forget what it is that I need to be doing. So,
See,
I'm just like, I'm going to just keep going. And then that's why I'm like, all over the place. That's
she's off.
I need a
Right,
balance.
y'all, we gonna figure out how to get this right, y'all. We gonna figure it out. So the first thing is first is nobody knows you
But
better
you,
than you.
for sure.
That's kind of cliche, but it's like it stands true because like I don't know when Tish needs a break. She don't
Tish
know
don't
when
even
I need a
know,
break.
and
Friends,
Tish
we don't
don't
know
know
when
when she
y'all
needs a
need a
break.
break.
You
But at the
know when
end
you
of
need a break.
no, you do though. Honestly, but I think other people could read your mannerisms, your attitude, and like how you put it out there. Like, oh yeah, she need a break. Like, or you get that look like I ain't messing with Tish today. Like,
I wish people would really read that part.
yo, I'm like
But
read my
yeah.
face. I'm gonna get that shirt. I'm guys, if they make it easy to read me, I'm just gonna get a shirt on how I'm feeling that day. You can just read it. If I'm approachable that day, it's gonna say totally approachable.
Talk
If
to
you're gonna
me.
say approach at your own risk, by all means, you approach at your own risk. If
That's a good one. I like
that don't
that.
say not today, guess what? Not today.
Not today. You don't want it. So, yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, but definitely got to figure out. I'm like, I don't know when I need a break. I always need a break, but it's the balancing piece. Like breaks are cool, but you need to be able to balance. So, having your job and, if you're a social at your job and you want to hang out with those people, you got to figure out how to balance that, your home life, your family, if you have extra
All right, so how do you balance? All right, you brought up work real quick. So how do you balance those work relationships? Whereas like people are friends, but then somebody's a supervisor, then they're like, so they can't really be buddy buddy because you're a supervisor, but then you guys are friends. So like, like you can't, like, it's like you can't like say, hey, you can't be late, and then you walk in 15 minutes late every day. I was like, yeah, we were just together last night. What do you mean? You knew I was late. Say, me and you're late. It's like,
That
but it's like, but how you like the work relationship? Like, how do you balance like, I guess like you have friends at work,
is a
and then you have like acquaintances where like they don't know really about you. Like, you might have that one person at work that knows about your personal life at home, but like you don't like go putting your personal business out there for the whole workplace to be talking about. Like, you don't want them in your like what's going on
in your
with you, or like
business.
yeah, like if you can't make bills, or if your house is in foreclosure, like your people are not supposed to know all that stuff.
I should hope your
I
work
mean,
friends don't know that. That is
depends on
real
what depends on what
personal.
office you work in, because if it come across their desk, like yo, such and such is in foreclosure.
And that's the other thing. Like, that's why you have to balance your work relationships because things can spread like wildfire when someone catches
And
hold
just
of
because we
that.
work together don't mean you gotta follow me on social media.
Yeah, that part. Oh
It's
my
like now
gosh.
you gotta be, all right. So like your work people, they might have a page. All right, so like
Right.
y'all work people, like so I'll follow y'all on Facebook, my work people. My friends, I'll follow y'all on the gram. And like, my acquaintance, I don't even got Snapchat. I don't even know how to use that stuff. But I
Oh
mean, but
my
like
goodness.
you gotta break it up. Like LinkedIn, I follow like professionals on LinkedIn. Like LinkedIn is a professional site. So I think that's like, you gotta put everybody in a put everybody in
In
a
a
place. So we got the
category.
PSU friends. I got my central friends. I got my community politician friends. Everybody's in their own little groups. Now, if you went to Penn State with me and Central, and you happen to be a politician, then you might be in three of my group chats. You might be lucky to engage with us more often than not, versus somebody just being, my church friend. Like, yeah, I'm gonna talk to you on Sundays only. Like.
Oh, wow. Just Sunday? Dang. No,
that's why we in church.
It's like, I only see you Sunday and that's it. We talk no other time.
That's it. Don't need to know what I'm doing the rest of the week. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, how decent of a relationship can you have with somebody if you only talk to them one day a week, though?
Let's ask. Okay, this, I don't want to get religious, but we're going to ask the people that only talk to God once a week or only when they need something. That's an emergency. After Jesus answered them questions right there, I'm definitely getting back to you. That's how it's crazy. Like I'm nowhere near like how God feels, but I can only empathize that. Like, imagine somebody only calling on you when they need something. Like, that has to get annoying. Like,
very much.
You had 365 days to talk to me, say hi, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, how you doing? Hey. And like, you know, your house is falling down. Now you want to call me. Like, I mean, like, you know, not even like, it's crazy. Like, you know, like you get that phone call. It's like, ring, ring, ring. You look at the call. You're like, what do they want? I mean,
right.
like, it's bad
Yes.
to say it that way. But it's like, I mean, if you call me, I'm like, oh, Tish is calling me. Cool.
Yeah.
My mom called me 5 times a day. My mom called me like, hey, mom, like, what's going on, mom? Da, da, da. But
Right.
like, if a certain, I don't want to put them out there, but if a certain other family members call or something like that, I'm like, what do you want? Like,
Right. You're questioning, should I pick this up or should
yeah,
I?
or you got them good friends, you got friends, but then like, you don't talk in a long time. It's like, what do you want? I ain't talked to you in 4 years. You call me out the blue sky.
Right. It's like, what can I do for you? Like,
Yeah.
no,
And that's how
delete.
you feel. And I don't mean to be nice, not like that, but that's how you feel. It's like,
Yeah.
it gives you like a semi attitude, like, what are you calling me for?
Yep.
It's like, I can't even fake to be nice about it. Like, it's like, what do you want?
Right. So
Read
you
my
just.
shirt, not today.
So you do one of two things. You either don't answer or you answer with an attitude.
Then why you
And
always got to add to, but always, you talk to once every 4 years, you mean always.
always. When was the last time you spoke to me? Be
Be
gone.
consistent.
Right.
No,
Oh
that's
my
the thing
goodness.
about it. People with balance, like, they're not consistent.
Yeah.
I think that even to have some type of balance, you have to have some type of consistency to do a rapport, to have a schedule, to have a routine for you to even be balanced. Because
Yep.
if you like, if a cycle is like a circle, if a cycle don't, if it don't start or stop somewhere, you ain't going to know. We ain't
No.
rocking the square. We ain't square dancing.
That's why with when it comes to balance, you know, although I've found out as I've gotten older, I don't hear people saying it as much, but that's why New Year's resolutions don't work, because there's no balance to
It's
them.
because everybody they make their resolution, and by week three, it is down the drain.
You say week three, I say by week two.
No, so sometimes 3 days, like.
Right. You know, it's all good in theory, but if you don't have a plan of action, if you don't know
I'm
how
gonna
to
do
balance
better this
everything.
year. I'm not taking her in the new year with me. I'm not
Yo.
taking him into the new year with me. I'm gonna
Yo,
say
buddy.
no this year. I'm
My
gonna get
goodness.
a new better job. It's like, yo,
No.
I was like, how many years in a row have you said that and it
Every
hasn't worked
year.
out for you? Has it worked out for you? You know what's crazy?
Or.
The best New Year's resolutions is a resolution that you don't make.
Yep.
You just act and I ain't telling you my resolution, I'm just gonna do it. And when it's done, you ain't gonna know if I did it or not, because only I know what's going
Right. That's right. And you'd be like, yep, this was my resolution. I did it. I'm done.
like, yo, you got a new car. Yup, that was my resolution. Oh,
Sounds good to
yeah.
me.
Like, you
Nobody
wearing all
will know.
blue. Yeah, that's my new. I was gonna wear all blue this year, right? You noticing?
I'm
I'm only
balanced.
gonna wear my brand. Like,
Yeah,
yo, like, oh man.
that's the cool resolution that I think. Like branding. That should be my resolution for next year.
Telling you, oh yeah, I'm the and like, brand is good. Brand is not bad at all.
Yeah.
Like, people pick, they take time and balance into other people's brand, and like, but like, you're just as valuable.
Yep.
Like, why I gotta wear? I think it was like, I think they all had a meeting. I guess like the rap mogul billionaires club. I call them like Jay-Z, Diddy, and all them. And they were like, we put y'all in our songs. We do this, we do that. So we make people drink this, drink that, wear that, wear this, wear that. And like, y'all give us no feedback, no help on it. So like, they start promoting their own stuff. And now you got Ciroc and Rocawear and, you know, Sean, all this stuff. That's how
Yeah.
it all stuff came about. Cause like, I think the one I think was Tommy Hilfiger. He was like, I don't want them wearing my clothes. He was like, well,
Yeah,
we
I
don't want to
remember
wear your
that.
clothes, sir.
I do remember that.
Yeah, give me FUBU. Like, oh my God.
Whatever
Oh, five.
happened.
But anyway, yeah, but that's, I mean, that's what people do, though. And like, it's sad, though, but I mean, that's life, like we live in. You know, like, man, take your clothes, take the nickname. I wear my mom's brand. You see, I'm KL everything. I'm not today. Mm-hmm. I got a regular shirt on today, but KIL is the brand.
Knowledge is learned.
Yes, and then she'll be on in a couple of weeks, and then like even Figure It Out. That's the brand. We're gonna get Figure It Out t-shirts. Start wearing the brand.
For sure. For sure.
You know, I mean, there's Figure It Out there, but like it's not our Figure It Out. So we're gonna right. make it like when they think of that, it's like, oh, that's them.
Yes.
That's like you know you made it. When you can take something that's already there or like already a saying, like just do it and then make it yours, they ain't gonna think of Nike no more, they're gonna think you.
Yep.
So you know that's what we want. You know, if you say yes, but like, yo, it's like the way Tish said yes is the way I want to say yes.
That was right. I want to say yes like Shonda Rhimes.
Oh, ooh.
The power of yes.
Yes.
Or is it a year of yes? I forget what the title of the book is, but it's yes. A good book.
Oh, year of yes. Oh, yeah. We got it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We need to get into that. We should start to figure it out book club.
Who's going to run that?
One of our great subscribable listeners.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I was like, where are we going to balance that?
Yeah, no, I don't got the balance in me. But right. the power in balancing is the power of delegation.
Yes.
Delegation is a great resource for Preach. Those that do it effectively.
Yes.
Like, you know, if you a lazy parent, you don't want to clean up, you delegate to your kids. They'll clean the house for you. You got a significant yes. other, you designate the bills to that person. They got you.
Okay.
You're a supervisor at work, you delegate to the little people to get paid less than you to do more than you. Like,
so yeah, because that's how it goes in business. The higher ups do the least work because it's all delegated down. So yeah, definitely. Okay. So hey, if there's a subscriber that wants to do a book club, we're for it. Yay.
Yeah, please let us know. We all for it. We're all for it.
I like to read. You know, I got my Kindle. I read when I can. I'm in too many programs right now to fully sit and read, but I listen to motivational stuff. So that's my balance. Since I can't read, I balance it out by listening to motivational speakers and stuff like that.
We got to rephrase that. It's not what? That you can't read, because you can read very well. You don't have the time. You don't have
I
the
can't
time
read.
To read. Like, choose your words, people. Choose your words.
Yes, I can read. I do not have the time to
there
read.
You go. I don't know what professor did that, but there's like, you know, the people, like, they take what you say literally.
Yes.
And like, it's like, literally, you're like, I didn't mean it like that. But that's the way you said it. I'm like, but that's not how I meant.
Right. You know
and
how I meant it.
And then you got to take your language and, like, you got to
really be mindful of it.
Yeah, you got to get down to the basics. Like, you know, we're going to take out all the verbs, all the adjectives, and just put the noun in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing.
And then speaking of reading, what I read somewhere that the most successful people read.
There's a balance that gives them different ideas.
I believe it said Bill Gates reads 50 books a year.
Whew.
Warren Buffett, now this one blows my mind. Warren Buffett reads 600 pages a day.
I mean, he has time to, because he's a billionaire. Like, I can't read 600 pages a day. That'll take my whole day, and then I don't make no money.
Like
his interest is making money. But that's the difference. When your interest is making you money, like when we get our financial person back on here, like, he lets know when their interest is making you money, then we can read all that stuff every day and do what we got to do. But, you know. But it's crazy, though. So we actually, my mom, she showed me there was a post, and it had, like, this little guy named Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Digging like all this dirt and stuff and like building stuff and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it had like the operations manager, the VP of presidential affairs, the VP of marketing, the VP of product management, all standing around him. And it was like, yeah, listen, Dave, we got to lay you off because we're experiencing budget cuts. Mind you, nobody has a shovel in their hand. Only Dave does. So Dave's doing all the work.
Okay.
And they're all standing around making them six figures, watching little Dave work. And now you're going to lay Dave off? Mm-hmm. So I want to know who's going to pick up that shovel. You, Mr. Executive, Mr. VP of extracurricular activities and affairs. Like, come on.
Nope.
There's always the little guy getting crapped on.
It sure is.
We need to balance that. Why does the top 10% make all the income and the bottom 90 barely tip the scale? I don't get it.
It is business, unfortunately.
Like, who set that up? Like, is it capitalism, communism? Like, is it socialism?
Capitalism.
It's
Capitalism.
Like, 100%. Who are we working for?
Government. Seriously.
Who's the guy? All right, here's the thing.
Who's the government, really?
No, here's the funny part, though. So it's like, you know, like the U.S. Constitution is like, we the people are to the republic for which it stands. So like, if we're the people and the business and everything and the government's working for us and we are the people, then why are the people making the decisions? Why is it the republic? Who is the republic? I need to be in that club because they're the ones
My
making the
goodness.
decisions.
That's a whole nother topic. That's a really deep topic too.
It is.
Like, that's kind of why, like, I stay out of the political sector and those conversations, because they get really deep. They can get really ugly, depending
See,
on who you're talking to.
I'm in it, but that's because, like, you have to be in it to get stuff done, but, like, you don't want to get all the way in it to where you lose yourself. I think they lose themselves after a while. Like, when you first, like, people first get in the office, they have all these great ideas, there's all this enthusiasm, everything like that. And it's like, as they start like running and then like the campaign slurs come here and there, like they forget like why they're running.
Right.
So then now they're trying to defend themselves and defend their work. And they're like, just do what you were doing when you started. That's it. And that's it. So I'm in it because like, that's the only way I can get really things done on like on my level.
Okay.
And the same thing with you. Like, I mean, like there's sometimes like even like you like teaching, like people don't want to be in the teaching field or they want to do something better. But at the end of the day, like somebody got to teach our kids. Like somebody got to take on that responsibility and like, and make it work. And like, it's a, you know, it's a hard job. It's difficult. I salute my hat to you guys. I
put that on my
give you guys
back.
Kudos. Left up to me, y'all be making six figures.
Ah,
cause like y'all had to.
So like real quick, cause I don't want to get off topic too much. I think the pay scales should be reversed.
Yes.
The collegiate professors, you know, nothing against y'all, but what you guys make is what the elementary and middle school teachers should be making.
They're building the foundation.
Right.
Like so without them, you can't make your little six-figure job
because
like they wouldn't know nothing.
Absolutely.
When they got to you.
Absolutely. These
anybody can, you know, like all right, you done built the whole car and this person puts the emblem on and then they're the man.
Right. Pretty much.
Like, I done put the engine, the oil,
I put the transmission in. I put the gears.
You signed up the Mercedes-Benz sign, and you get paid six figures. I did all the rest of the work.
That's like, ridiculous. Like,
something got to give.
It sure does.
That's the balance. Like so, who controls this balance, though? That's the question. Like, who controls the balance?
What is it not supposed to? The government. Yet again. It's supposed to be a separation, but they still control it. That's why it's really hard for some things to take place, because there's a lot of politics in it. And if people really sat, read, watched what's going on, they would see that, and then it would drive them mad. And then that's a balance thing too, is being informed but not overly informed, because you can read the news or you can watch the news and be over-informed, and then you drive yourself crazy and become paranoid, or your anxiety levels are heightened because of everything that's going on or that you're seeing. So you definitely got to balance that out. And I'll say it, I don't watch the news, and not to be like 100% proud of it, but I stopped watching the news because all I kept seeing on the news were riots, killings, you know, just negative things, nothing positive.
So here's the thing with the news cycle, and it's sad to say, tragedy sells.
For sure.
Heartbreak sells. Tears and emotion sells.
Unfortunately.
Like, and it's sad because like, you could have kids changing the world, doing the best thing.
Yeah.
News ain't gonna show up.
Sure enough.
Let a kid shoot somebody. You got all five cameras there, front page, the Inquirer, this, that. They're all capitalizing on that tragedy. Oh, what's wrong here? I'm like, well, if we would have focused on when these little kids were saving the world over here, maybe this wouldn't happen over here.
Right.
But we don't publicize this. We don't put this out there on a 6-minute cycle all day long on CNN or C-SPAN or HLN, all the damn news stations.
Right.
Like, And it's like always like it's like that irks me.
It
Like
does,
I can't
but
even formulate the words for.
it wasn't always that way though. That is the very interesting part. I'm not sure when that switch occurred, but the news was not always that way. There
But
were
ratings,
positive
TV
stories.
ratings. What sells papers? How many papers? Oh, what? Oh, so this happened. We sold 1 million papers here for this great thing over here. But this guy shot all these people. We sold 10 million papers. We need more tragedy.
But
Or we're at
wait.
war right now. Like the war is selling. The bomb went off. We want to sell those papers. We don't want to sell the
Right.
peace treaty that's going on. So like, it's what it, I think it's what we're like formulated to focus on. Like people control the media. Like it's give or take. Like they want their viewers and they want their commercial spots and their advertisements. But like they funnel to what our attention goes to. I don't watch news either, personally, me. But honestly,
Okay.
like if something pops up on like the feed or like if it gets
Right.
to me, that means that shit's important. I'm like, damn, that got to me. Like through my phone or through somebody I talked to is like, hey, like, did you see this? I'm like, oh,
Right.
damn, let me check this out. I mean,
Right.
but I'm never the one to be like, did you see this? Because I don't watch the news.
Right.
Like,
Absolutely.
I'll be the last one to know if something blew up. I'll be the last one to know.
I agree with you. I agree. It's
I'm
because,
too busy balancing living my life, y'all.
yeah, trying to balance it all. You can't be sitting there trying to listen to the news and see what's
I
going
got
on
bills,
and
and you
be
know what? The news don't pay my bills.
sure it doesn't. And
So
the
no
news
matter
definitely
what
doesn't
blow
need to be
up,
on for 3 hours.
listen,
Why is it on so long?
but PGW could blow up, and guess what? That bill's still gonna come on time. I need that kind of motivation and dedication. It don't matter who at the top, who at the bottom, they could lose their whole staff. That bill gonna
That
come.
bill is still generating some way, somehow. So,
Let's talk about this AI balance. So the AI balance is like,
oh my
you ever
gosh.
noticed that? I've seen this too. This was a post. It was like, how are computers asking us to verify that we're not computers? Please verify that you're a human. I'm like, how is the machine asking me, am I human? So I don't manipulate the machine. It's like,
Because
I
only
can't.
humans can do
I
certain
can't.
things, and it
Are
was
you human?
generated.
And then like, I made a mistake one day. It was like, try again, you're not human. I'm like, how are you gonna tell me I'm not human? Like, what's your code? 10100001. How do you say F you in 10101? Let me give you a code that you can understand.
Oh my goodness. That's wild. But AI, that's a balance, because that is taking over. And I don't know how, like, I like it and I don't like it at the same time, because there are so many things that you can do with AI that can be kind of criminal, I feel.
He's a
If
criminal.
because if you know how to really use it, yeah, you could do some crazy stuff with
Friends, we're not encouraging you to go
it.
find out what you do crazy on AI, but we're just
I
letting you know
sure
that
enough, I'm
the
not.
technology is crazy.
It is. I'm not encouraging nothing, because I don't have the mental capacity to sit there and really follow through with all of it. And I think that's
But here's the thing though.
part of my
For
downfall.
everything that's good though, I mean,
No,
for
it's
everything that's
bad.
bad, like there's a balance of good. Like that scale is going to balance. Like there's a lot of bad happening, bad going on, but like there's a lot of good too. We just don't see the good. But at the end of the day,
Right.
like that scale definitely does balance. It's just a matter of like you're always like you're walking down like karma, everything bad always happens to me.
Right.
And
Right.
then you hit the lottery, then you would say, oh, everything
But
good
you know
always
what?
happens to me.
There, that is a balance, where you're so negative that you forget
Right.
to be positive.
Yes.
And like how we had Michael on, and he was talking about the positive mindset.
Right.
You definitely have to figure out how to balance that. You've got to be able to figure out how to take those negative thoughts and transition them to positive, and therefore helping your mental balance, your mental capacity, your emotional stability. Because yeah, this world will definitely drive you mad. Mad, I tell you.
How long do you think it takes to sit down and actually like just to balance yourself out?
Still doing it.
So like there's no really like ease to figure out like where, because that'd be the question, like
No.
figure it out, like when do you have balance? He's like, well, when I'm about to die and then Jesus frees the scale and I'm just hoping I'm on the other side of the balance.
I'm like, so I would, you never really have And I'll even go as far as saying as a child. And when I'm talking about a child, I'll say from the ages of 12 to 18. Even as a child in those years, you don't have a balance. They might think they have a balance, but they really don't. You know, they've got their friends, their social groups. In that age, you're starting to work, you're starting to learn life a little
You know,
bit.
I think that's what causes the breakdown, where like you don't have the balance. So like you're like
Oh, for
getting
sure.
pulled in each direction. And I think that's what caused the emotional imbalance. Like, dude, I'm getting pulled in every direction. Everybody wants everything from me. Like, leave me alone. Like, it's like the breaking point. Like, leave me alone. Like, I'm trying.
For sure.
Shit,
But
that extends into adulthood. Shit, I'm man, leave me alone. I'm balancing.
oh my goodness, I think that goes for life, seriously, from 12 to life, unless you have, like we've said before, a good support system, or if you have a good partner in your life, or if you just have good practices in place.
You know how to
But
be. I had this one friend, and he was on like a strict schedule. And I'm talking like everything was like a schedule. Like there was no outside of this schedule. I'm like, yo, how do you live, bro? Like, what are you doing? He
Right,
was like,
life.
well, without the schedule, I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm like, he's not living.
No.
His life is basically a video game. No shots at him. I mean, it works for him. He successfully does what he does, but like, he's not living outside those parameters, though. So like there's no
Right.
time for like you have to like can you imagine trying to go on a date? Like, all right, baby, I got from 4:15 to 4:23 to have dinner, talk, and see how your day was.
There are people out there that do that
I'm dead serious. Like I have to poop from 5:15 to
though.
5:16.
I'm not, definitely not one of those people, but there are people out
This is
there.
every and then Sunday through Saturday, they got it all planned out where there's no room for like if they're like if the train is late. They have a mental break. They're in the mental hospital. If the train is late, the bus is late. God forbid there's an accident on I-95. Like their life is
Right.
over. It's the end of the world for this person. Like,
I think having your life or even your days scheduled to a T is ridiculous.
how much time do you think that takes to schedule it to a T?
Just as much time as it does to
The task is
have.
just live life. Like,
Right. Like, just let
I'm
it
like,
be.
so I have a schedule. Like, I have what I'm doing, but
Right.
like, I have like room to maneuver, like, to what goes on. Cause I hate when people say, like, you ever text somebody, they're like, yo, I'm busy. But then, like, you're not really busy. I'm just not a priority. Just say that. I mean, that's basically what it is. Like, cause like, you make time for what you want to make time for. Like, if you like, I can be like, right now, I'm doing something right now. We're recording this show. And then, if you text me, like, oh, you text me because we're doing a show right now, so it wouldn't be you. But I
For
mean, but
somebody
somebody's like,
else.
hey, can you do this? I'm like, all right, cool. So, like, I have something to do after the show, but like, I'm like, on my way to do my next thing, I will squeeze you in because, like, you're a priority or I think about you. Now, if somebody that, like that friend that talks to you every 4 years, I'm like, no, nah, man,
No.
like, I'm not going out my way. I got a show to do. I got something after the
Right.
show. Like, and so, like,
Right.
so that drive time to where, like, I have a 15-minute drive time. Like that's like a phone call, that's a answering your
Right.
emails, something that you want to do. Or like you said, you can talk to that person, like, let me call Drew back and see like what's going on. Like, but that's your 15 minutes. That's when you would be like, that's when Tish would be listening to her audio books, or you know, that's
Right.
coming out of her time. So she's
Right.
sacrificing that audio book time because she don't have
To
the
talk to
time
you.
to read
Right.
and investing it in her friends, y'all.
Right. Yeah. And that's a good point because I think I like you said, you know, you don't want to talk, you're busy, I'm not a priority. So whenever I kind of run into those situations, if somebody calls me and I can't talk, I, you know, decline the con the blah, 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 if I could talk. I decline the call. But then I'll send a message like, hey, can't talk right now. Can we text? Like I usually try to have texting as an alternative, but if I really can't do that, I'm like, hey, I can't talk. I can't text. I'll call you when I'm done, if that's okay.
Now me, I do it. I do that too, but I prioritize. So say like you do call me, And like right now, like, so I know, like, all right, personally, I'm gonna like put myself out there for today. But like, so we got the podcast today.
Right.
I got a political event.
Mm-hmm.
I got a meeting with my friend later on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to be at work at 2 a.m. So like right after that meeting, like, I'm going to bed. So say somebody calls me like in that 6 to 10 o'clock window where I'm super, super busy. I'm gonna call that person back tomorrow. They're gonna be like, what's this? I'm like, I'm returning your call at my earliest convenience, which is right now. And it's a, you still got something you want to say, or you want me to call right. you at another time? Or you, I was like, no, that the point is like, I returned the call or I returned the text. So you were still a thought. It's just that, like, you know, because like me, like I had like in my phone, I don't know how people like look at their texts and like have all them like ones and twos. And like some people are like, my friend got 85. I'm like, how do you have 85 unread messages? Like that would freak me out.
Really?
So all my emails say zero. Even my junk mail says zero.
Really?
Yeah, I clear my email every day.
You don't want to see my screen. Email box.
And then, but my text is the same way. Like I like, I just like, cause like, I want to see, like, I'll go through my notification. I go down the list. I go to the bottom and go up. That way you don't miss nobody. Everybody's in priority order. And of course I have my favorites. So my favorites, they're going to pin to the top. So like, I got my favorites. Like Tish, you're my favorites. So you'll pin to the top.
Yay.
Cause like, we got multiple enterprises. So like your messages are important. Because if I don't see your message in timely fashion, I won't know that we have a guest or a host or something coming.
Right.
I won't be prepared. Like, I didn't know we had a show today. Like, hold up. Like,
my goodness. But
that's like, you get pinned to the top.
Yes.
It is like, and then, you know, and of course, you know, Mom Dukes and them, they get pinned to the top, you know. But, you know, we got our favorites, you know. We're back in the MySpace day, top 5, top 8.
My emails are crazy. I have a multitude of them. It's ridiculous. But nope, there's none of them have a zero. My oldest email, I want to say, has over.
Dude, my boss has 114,000 unread messages. I delete 100,000 a day, and I still can't catch it up. Dang. It's bad. You know, because you know you have to delete them. And then after you delete them, you have to, like, delete them from the deleted file.
Mm-hmm.
it's double work. They need to work on
that. Like, yeah, like, I don't have that much, but I know I have like over 10,000 unread in my oldest. And I'm trying to go through it.
Now, what if you hit the lottery or someone trying to give you money back? That's in message number 50,000. You ain't gonna see that for months.
Yeah, I know. I have to go do search through my emails to find things.
Then it was time sensitive. Then you missed the deadline.
I do that a lot. There's my balance. I need to balance out my email address.
See,
I.
And it's and crazy. Part, so I have 5 emails.
I got more than that.
Oh dang! I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, how you have 5 emails and they're all zero? Seriously?
Yes. Cause I got my personal email. I got my political email. I have my work email. I have my mom's or my business email for like martial arts like that, and I have my like my community, my block email, and it's like they're all at zero. I check them all daily because they're like a text message for me. I check them daily. I go through them. And like everybody directs me, they're like, yo, you are so efficient on like writing. I'll write back. Like if I'm up at 2 a.m, I'll write you back at 2 a.m. I won't call you back, but I will say like, all right, so testing etiquette.
I don't do
is
that.
It okay to send a text after 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Because like, I'm not expecting a response right away. I'm just like, hey, when you get it, just text me back.
Right.
It could be the next morning. I'm just like, I got yours at like 11:59 and you could answer me at 7 a.m. That's totally fine.
I would
same
say
thing with emails. Like, I have the email. Now I won't call you at 11 o'clock at night because you might be sleeping.
Well, I say 11:45 is like the latest to text somebody looking for a response. Because anything after that is a different text.
The next day.
See you tomorrow. It ain't even all of that. It's a different kind of text after those 11:59 hours.
To turn it in.
Oh my God, I remember those days.
I got to 11:59. I'm going to use every second. Every second I'm going to use.
He's not smart. I'd be like, it's 11:58. I got to turn this in.
That's where it's at. Those were the good old days. I ain't going to lie. Like, yo, 11:59. All my projects and my emails and my essays is due.
That was just procrastination at its finest.
No, you know what's funny? So, like, here's the funny part. I don't want to put Penn State out there. But, like, you remember we used to be in the computer lab, and we all got the same class, and we all get the test at the same time. We all got to log in, no matter where you at, and we all got the same job. Like,
yes. Like, just like, sitting there like,
not cheating, but what's the answer to 3? Yes. Somebody say something. Like, what number are you on? Who started the test first? Who started the test first? What's going sitting, on, and how can you help us out?
Just sitting at them computers like, yo, you logged in?
Who going to take one for the team? So we can see the answers. We can't help you, but you can help us.
Yo, I hated those things so much. Good times though. I'm not gonna lie. Good times.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But yeah, those are good mornings. Those are good mornings in the computer lab downstairs in Larry's. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, for sure. But you had to balance that out too.
Yes.
Like, who is gonna be the one? Who are we talking to? What are we gonna do first? Are we doing this assignment, or are we gonna do it later? We're just gonna go get something to eat, or we're gonna come back to this. Decisions, balance.
Then they try to mix you up, like they put the questions in different orders. Like, it don't matter, but who got question number three? It starts off with who has ever.
Like, we're gonna find this answer. That was
It's crazy though. But I mean, it is what it is. That's the balance too, because like, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And I'm not condoning that in no way, shape, or form.
So I think college really starts you on your balancing act. Like like I said, you know, the ages of 12 to 18.
Nobody's telling you what to do. You know, you got to eat by yourself, poop by yourself, go out and reap the consequences of not going to bed on time.
Right.
And still getting up and doing what you got to do in the morning. So that's like the first wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like the independence. And then if you have kids, is that wake-up call? It's like, and then you have the elderly people, then is that wake-up call? It keeps on, it's a circle, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
It's a cycle. Balancing
act. Definitely. Yeah, college is definitely your first true balancing act and your first real taste of adulting, because you gotta do it on your own. There's nobody to hold your hand, no parents around to be on top of you to make sure you're doing X, Y, and Z.
Wait, why is my phone off? Did you pay your bill?
Right.
Oh, I have to do that.
Right. No, not even better one. Why can't I schedule classes? What? Why can't I schedule classes? Your tuition isn't paid.
Oh.
I gotta call mom and dad. Right. That's not the start.
The bursar's office.
Of adulting. College definitely is the first start of adulting. Or I'll even go as far as saying once you graduate high school, because you know not everybody goes to college.
Right.
So once you graduate high school, that is when you gotta transition into finding your balance in life. You know, do I go to work? If I go to work, where am I going to work? You know, and like you said, if you've got kids, how are you going to balance work, kids, and all your bills? Even though you might stay with your parents might be those ones like, all right, you're out of high school. Time to pay rent.
Yeah, real rent.
That's a whole different something.
You know what's crazy, though? I think, like, you know, so a lot of people be in a rush to leave or move.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be the good thing to, like, if, like, once your kids do turn, like, 18, 19, or after that college age, like, give them 6 months of, like, don't move out. No, listen, hear me out. Like, don't move out. Don't rush and get this apartment. Pay this mortgage or pay these bills for 6 months and see how you do so you can see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if you fail, then, like, of course, we got your back because like, they're my bills. And I ain't going to let my bills fall.
Right.
But, like, versus you get out there and then mess up your credit or, you know, because, like, sometimes you can't rebound off of messing up your credit. That's going to take 7 years. So,
I'm not laughing at what you're saying. I'm laughing at the fact, because again, going back to the cultural in the Caribbean culture, people don't leave, like legit, don't leave. You've got people in their 30s still living with their parents.
Hey, that's me.
It is a choice. You can move out if you wanted to. Like, no.
But it benefits all of us to stay together.
But again, it's a choice. No, these people just don't want to leave.
That's true.
They just don't want to go. It's like, why am I going to go?
No, sir. Our logic, though, like, for both, so, like, me, my mom, my bro, like I said, our logic is that if we all three had our own crib, we'll be paying all these bills, all these taxes, and utilizing the same thing we're using all together. Like, you know, it just makes more sense.
And you know. You know,
now, if I had a whole family, a wife and like five kids, like, no, we can't be staying with mom, dude. Like, that's crazy. Like, we got to move.
But, right.
But it works out. No, I agree, though. I definitely agree.
But I agree with you. Like, I don't know about 6 months. I would probably give a little longer.
I was saying, like, you have some people that make like, as soon as I turn 18, I'm moving. Now, mind you, those are in the lighter shades of.
And I'll be like, here's your bag. Have fun. Don't call me. You moving now, remember? Bye-bye.
So on the balance on that though, so like if your kid turned 18, had a case of the ashes and moved out, would you let them come back? If they were like, Mom, I'm gonna show you, Mom, I can do this myself. It's like, really? Really? Let's see about this.
You know what? I would.
I'm changing my number as soon as you walk out the door, and I'm changing my locks.
Nah. I you can go have your freedom, whatever. But do understand, I'm gonna be so evil when you try to come back. It ain't no just so I didn't make it, I wanna come back.
No,
Nah, I'm
now
gonna torture you.
I have seen where somebody left their house, and then once they came back, the parents let them come back, and they were like, "All right, now, your room that was free when you were here under my roof, now
Yep.
that you left and came back, now that room is 350.
Woo! Yeah.
That
Yep.
toilet paper that was free, now that's an extra $50 a month for utensils and soap and dish detergent if you want to still use it, or you can shop by yourself. These are actual their bills now. You lost that chance when you moved out and came back."
Then what would trip me up is if they really gave him an invoice on the first of the month. Just slide it under the door. All
Like
right, thanks.
PGW, I ain't gonna miss a month.
Rent is this
Gonna be
much?
there
Utilities?
at if it got 31 days at 11:59, guess what?
At
It's coming
11:59,
right under your
you.
door.
Oh my
Slide.
God.
I'm not even putting a stamp on it. They're directly handed to you.
Yes, that's crazy.
PGW, I don't mean to come at y'all, but yeah, y'all in the water department, y'all vicious. Give us a break.
Right?
Water's free, gas is free. And, if they could charge us for air and put us in the dome in a bubble, they would. They would give
Like, I
that shelf notice
hate.
that we're turning your air off at 2:59. But yo, save some air.
Right. I hate looking at my bills because if you really look at your bill and you just see how much your usage is,
So
it's
that's it. So
nothing.
so, so my, I can't say R because it's not water bill, it's not my name. But like, so my mom's water bill, like it'd be like we use like $30 in water, but then
Right.
the service fee is like $85. I'm like,
Right.
how?
Why? I
I'm
hate.
like, how is my usage like to get it to my place is more than me using it?
PGW Water Department, figure it out. Make it balance.
That's how they make their money. But it's crazy though. I get mad though because like, if they technically get audit correctly, like all the money they waste on gas and paper and digging up the streets that don't need to be dug up no more, like they can save money and like cut off our bill of the money. I mean, I'll come down there and help you guys budget properly because there's so much
Literally.
waste and wasteful spending. Y'all got like 30 vehicles driving all these SUVs, leaving them running for God knows how long. Like, come on, like get it together, people.
Well, look, we gonna stop it there because we gonna get on to a whole nother topic and get upset with our bills and all that stuff. So we just gonna say, you know what the tag is. It's all right, friends. Be sure to like, share, comment, and subscribe. You can revisit episodes of Figure It Out wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you guys are following us on social media. At Instagram is at FIO.POD. And our hope today is that we help you figure something out. And until next time, peace and
Balance,
love.
y'all. Balance.
Balance. Namaste.
Oh, namaste.